between 5 and 6 p.m. in the Ramadan, continues from the last verse of Surah Muhammad. Our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Al-Qimu Khadab al-Hassir, while Sayyidin Ali Abdullah Rusayyid al-Qamboz, we are streaming live on the Facebook at Islam National Islam Media.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أنتم هؤلاء تدعون لتنفقوا في سبيل الله. تدعون لتنفقوا في سبيل الله فمنكم من يبخل ومن يبخل فإنما يبخل عن نفسه والله الغني وأنتم الفقراء وإن تتولوا يستبدل قوما غيركم ثم لا يكونوا أمثالكم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أنتم هؤلاء تدعون لتنفقوا في سبيل الله فمنكم من يبخل ومن يبخل فإنما يبخل عن نفسه والله الغني وأنتم الفقراء وإن تتولوا يستبدل قوما غيركم ثم لا يكونوا أمثالكم. الله تبارك وتعالى is concluding this surah. This surah that from beginning told us that there are two parties, the party of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the party of Allah, and the others that are against Allah and the Prophet. And the whole world today is still like that. And enjoining Muslims to start jihad from beginning of their life to the end of their life, not to leave any space that they are not fighting for the cause of Allah. And declared the position of those that are in Islam and are not fully in Islam, the munafiqs. And then and those that are in Islam, they are not munafiq, but they have diseases in their heart. You find them once in a while as cowards. Another time, they want to give out. Another time, they want to make compromise just for the worldly gain they will get. This world is nothing. So Allah is now saying, does he ask you for your money often? It's not only zakat that he asks. Antum ha'ulai tud'una litunfiqu fi sabilillah. Look at you. These are you people. Tud'una, you are being called litunfiqu fi sabilillah, that you should come and spend on the part of Allah. Faminkum man yabkhal. There are some of you that are stingy. You are not trying to give. Know this. Wa man yabkhal. Whoever is stingy and refuses to give and is withholds. Fa'innama yabkhalu an nafsihi. He is doing that against himself. Allah, wallahu al-ghaniyyu. Allah is self-sufficient. Allah is wealthy. Allah has everything. Wa antumul fuqara. And you people, you are the one that are indigent and poor and niggardly and need Allah. Wa antatawallaw. If after Allah's call, you turn your back, yastabdil qawmakum, Allah will change you and bring other people. Thumma la yakunu amsalakum. And they will not at the end be like people like you who are afraid, who are compromising, who are doing what you're not supposed to do. So this is the end of this surah. This surah, like I've said, is a typical biography of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how he is throughout his life. This particular surah was revealed about the third year after Hijrah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it's after it that there was the war of Banu Mustalik, where the issue of Ifk of Sayyidah Aisha came. And then you had Surah An-Nur. This surah, after it has been revealed, it made a lot of the Sahabats to be upright, to stand up, to now know that wherever they are, Allah is with them. Allah can defeat the war without them. But he chose to liyabluwa ba'dakum libad. And Allah has also said in this surah that whether the kafir they like it or not, fata'asan lahum, they are going to fall on their heads with disgrace. Zalika bi annahum karihu ma anzala Allah, because these people that are not Muslims, they hate to see what Allah has revealed in the Quran. The Muslims, he loves the Quran, but sometimes he compromises out of fear. Then Allah went ahead and tell us that he has promised you Muslims, those of you that believe, paradise. This paradise is not just any paradise. فيها أنهار من ماء جاري آسن وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه وأنهار من خمر لذ الشارب وأنهار من عسل مصفى. There are four different rivers in this paradise that will follow a mu'min anywhere he is. Is it water? Is it milk? Is it wine? Or is it honey? All they are there. Then he came and he talked extensively on those that are munafiqs. That whenever the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is preaching and he's brought the Quran and he calls Sahabas to tell them, some of them will be there. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعِ إِلَيْكَ حَتَّى إِذَا خَرَجُوا مِنْ عِنْدِكَ قَالُوا لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ مَاذَا قَالَ آنِفًا. As if they were not part of the class. Merely they just come and say, ah, what did he say just now? What did he say just now? Why are you not part of the class? Because they were not there with presence of mind. And then he also talked of some Muslims who believe in the Quran, who are very enthusiastic. He said, ah, we want more. We want more. But immediately what is brought comes with some obligation that is very difficult for them. Then you see them shrinking. Always tell, say this. Allah, we believe, we obey, we believe, we obey. Always say this. Don't say any other thing. Then Allah took us through the rest of the surah, telling us how we mu'min we should behave. He's not asking us to spend all our money, but he's asking us to always stand with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in all situations. Salah is the classroom. Outside the salah is the laboratory. When you go to salah, go with preparation that you are making ablution, cleaning yourself, that you are cleaning your heart so that you can receive the message of Allah. When you go, you stand before Allah. No, you are standing before Allahu Akbar. You declare your servitude to Allah. Iyyaka na'budu. And you declare that you don't need anybody's assistance. Where iyyaka nasta'in. Then seek for Allah guidance. That's all you need. If it's issue of food, Allah has given you your food. If it's issue of wealth, Allah has the wealth. Mama halakul jinna wal insa illa liya'budun. Ma uridu minhum min rizqin. Allah uridu an yut'imun. Allah said, I didn't ask them to go and bring me wealth. I didn't ask them to go and bring me food. Inna Allahu wa razaqu zu quwwatil matin. Allah is the one that will give you. So stand up for Allah. That he is not asking for wealth. But even if he asks you for wealth, you will not be able to do it. All of us, you learn to forget about ourselves when we are talking about Allah. If you don't do that, you'll have a problem. So with the end of this surah, the next surah that is following will tell us the result of a continuous assessment. Do you know what is called continuous assessment? You have not done the big exam. Don't you see that Allah tests you once or twice a year? Big tests. This is like first and second semester test exam. But the continuous assessment comes, it is marked, and you see the mark. So Allah will show us now that follows after this training, how he will give them a continuous assessment and how you see the results. So if you refuse, Allah can bring some people, other people else, and then they will not be like you. The Sahabats, after hearing all this, they stood up and stood with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in all his situations, and Allah granted them success. May Allah grant all of us success.
Suratul Fathi Madaniyatun wa yasittu marishuna Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا.
سورة الفتح مدنية وهي 29 آية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا. الحمد لله. All of us, you say الحمد لله. الحمد لله. This surah has a lot of things surrounding it. And this surah shows us who the prophet is. Clearly, who the mu'minin, those that are following, who are they? And how do they behave? This surah showed it all. This surah, the Prophet will tell us about it. It's enough for you to learn the Prophet from this surah. Before we start about this surah, I'll tell you the scenario surrounding this surah. The Prophet may we see the Prophet. He was in Medina after the battle of Banu Mustalik, after the issue of Ifk, that people accused their mother, Sayyidah Aisha, wrongly. It's after that that also Allah not only cleared who are the true mu'min, who are the true Muslims, then not long after that, the Prophet had a dream. And you know, the dreams of prophets are real. That he went for Umrah, he performed tawaf around the Kaaba, and he shaved his head, and he slaughtered his hadi. And he called his Sahaba, he told them, I had a dream like this. And they know he's a prophet. Which means, for the first time, this is 6 years after they have left Makkah, they have never seen Makkah again. They have not seen Kaaba again. And they love Kaaba dearly. Which means they are going to go for Umrah. So the Prophet prepared heavily for the Umrah. 1,400 pilgrims were with the Prophet. They set off. They were all sure they were going for Umrah. They were going to go for Tawaf of the house of Allah. And they were going to, so they also took their Hadi, that's their sacrificial animal. 20 along, over 600. They were on their way going. They had not gone far to Ghassan, and on their way to Makkah, the normal way that is known, all of them, they did not carry any weapon except the minimum weapon that is carried by somebody on a journey, which is a knife, things that you normally carry just to defend yourself on the road. But they did not carry weapons like a shield and the rest. And they mark their sacrificial lamb. Normally you mark by either slitting the ear or putting a tag so that people know that this animal is not for anybody now, it's now for Allah. As they were on their way, one of the Sahabats came. Said, oh Prophet, I heard something. Prophet said, what did you hear? That the Quraysh have set out. Prophet said, but this is the month of Zulqa'dah. It's one of the forbidden months to fight. That's why we chose it. And look at our hadiah. Everybody knows, seeing us, that we are coming for Umrah. We are not coming for any war. But the Quraysh have set up. They have taken their young ladies that have not yet reached the age of puberty and children and put them in front. So everybody, nobody can run away from the war. And they have gone ahead and taken the skin of leopard and some of their warriors wore it on them to show that they are set out for war, to fight to finish. The Prophet, prophet of wisdom. Prophet of wisdom. What did he do? He said, who knows another road that can take us to Makkah, not this, the main road? Somebody said he knows. He said, take us through that road. So let us keep to the right hand side as they were going. Let's keep to the right hand side. So they took another road entirely. So the Makkans, they reached somewhere and they realized that the road that this people took is a very far road. So they had no choice now but to go back. As they neared and got to a place called Hudaybiyah, just about a day's journey to Mecca, suddenly the Kaswa, the camel of the Prophet ﷺ is called Kaswa, he just saw he knelt down, just shook and knelt down. He was, there is something wrong with the camel of the Prophet ﷺ. Prophet ﷺ said, there's nothing wrong, it's not his habit. The one that refused the one that refused the elephant to touch the house of Allah is the one that has held it down. They said, all of us, this is where we are going to stay for now. And the Arabs, if they travel, there's what they call Zango. Like we have Zango. This Zango is a stopping place to water yourself. It's where you are sure there is well. It's one of the stopping places. In this place they stop now, in Hudaybiyah now, there is no well. There is no water. This old Prophet, you're asking us to stop where there is no well, there is no water. What do? He said, don't worry. There is a pond there, but the pond is dry. You know, pond just collects water during the rain and it dries. So he took his spear, he gave it to one man, said, go to the center of it and strike it. He struck it and water came out. So they had water. So they stayed there. As they were staying there, he said, let us stay and wait. So what is wrong with the Arabs? What's wrong with the Quraysh? They know I am not coming to fight war. Why do they want war with me? And in the month of Zulqa'dah. Okay. Then the Quraysh will send people to come and watch what is happening. When they come, they see the Prophet ﷺ, and they see the way the Sahabas are behaving. If the Prophet is making ablution, they are staying. As the water is coming, they are collecting the water. They don't allow the water to touch the ground. They don't allow the water to touch the ground. If the Prophet and he wants to spit, they take it from with their hand and rub themselves with it. One of them saw the way that he went by and said, hey, Quraysh, be very careful. I have been to Kisra, I have been to Kaisara, that's in Persia and in Rome. And these are the two biggest kings. And I have never seen people respect their leader like the Sahabas of the Prophet respect the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I have never seen. And you can see it in their faces. You cannot touch this man until all of them, you kill all of them. Before we go, this takes us to the issue of water from the prophets. There was a conference one day in Egypt. This conference, somebody went to the conference and said, the Sahabats, they are so keen on anything that comes out of the body of the prophet. When the Prophet left this world and they have to bath him, the water that they use in bathing him, what happened to it? And then Sheikh Sharawi was there, al-Marhum. Then the chairman of the conference, who is a sheikh also, did not have an answer. He said, I don't know the answer. But I promise you tomorrow when we convene for the conference, I will tell you. So when he went home, he went to the library, was checking all books, checking all books. What I'm telling you now is probably about 20 years ago. Or 25 years ago, checking all books, he couldn't find an answer. Then sleep, he fell asleep out of tiredness. Then he saw the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And from that dream, he got the answer. The following day when he came, Sheikh Sharawi was still sitting there. Sheikh Sharawi is an elderly sheikh at that time that was highly respected. And one of those that had one of the best tafsir in this world today, that had written tafsir. He did not write the tafsir. It was verbal tafsir that his student converted, transcribed into written form. It's over 13,000 pages. Sheikh Sharawi was there. The conference was going, he said, Chairman, somebody asked a question. He said, you have not given the answer. He said, yes. Where is the person? He said, I have the answer. He said, the water that came out that was used in washing the Prophet when he died, all that water went to the ground and they evaporated back to the sky. And they came back as rain, droplet to every part of the world. Where each of that droplet reaches, they will be most there before the day of judgment. Then Sha'arawi said, who taught you this? He said, the prophet taught you. He said, where? In a dream. Is it the prophet that told you in a dream or the person holding the lamp in the dream? Is it the prophet that told you or the person holding the lamp in the dream? He said, no. Is the person holding the lamp? He said, I was the one holding the lamp. This person was there, huh? So this person now knew that. So when I saw the prophet, it was Sha'arawi I saw with the prophet, who and it's Sha'arawi that gave me the answer. When I asked the prophet the question, the prophet didn't give the answer. So let us know that the issue of prophet is beyond the issue of a plane. Don't play with the issue of the prophet. No matter how much you respect the prophet, it is not enough. No matter how much you follow the prophet, it's not enough. So when these people went to tell the Quraysh, the way they saw the Sahabas respecting the prophet, then at the end of the day, they sent Suhail bin Amr. Suhail, his name means easiness, very easy. Sahal is easy. When the Prophet saw him coming, the Prophet said, since they sent this person coming, which means they intend that there should be peace between us and them. And today, whatever the Arabs ask of me, if it will bring about peace because of Allah, I will give it. Whatever the Arabs ask of me today, if it will make me to extend the relation of my blood relationship to my relatives, I will do it. Suhail came. Suhail came, he said, the Arabs have sent me to you. They sent me to you that we should come and have a peace treaty. So he was sitting with the prophet. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Umar was standing behind. He said, the Arabs told him, said, go and make treaty with the prophet. Since he says he's not coming for war, we will not allow the Arabs to hear that the prophet after 6 years came to us by force. We can't allow it. So they told him their conditions of treaty. That the Arab says, the Quraysh and other tribes said, I should tell you that this year you will not enter Makkah. They will not be humiliated that you came in by force. We will allow you to come the following year. And when you are coming that following year, we'll give you 3 days, we'll all leave Makkah for you, do your Umrah and go. When they were, after he finished all the conditions with the Prophet, the next thing is that as from now, any of our boys that entered Islam, if their parents say they don't want and they come, you must release him to us. And that any of your people that say they don't want your religion again, if they come to us, don't come and seek for them. And that we will defend your enemies, and you must defend our enemies. For the next 10 years, let's put it down that there will be no war between all of us. As they were saying this, they finished the agreement, and then Sayyidina Rasulullah said, Sayyidi Ali bin Abi Talib, come and write the agreement. When he came to write, so the poet was the one dictating. He said, write, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Suhail said, no, we don't know what is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. What we know is Bismikallahumma. This is what the Arabs know. That's what we have to write. Prophet said, okay, write it. Then the Prophet said, write, Haza ma ahada Rasulullahi, Muhammad Rasulullahi, Suhail bin Amru. No. If I accept you as a prophet, will I fight you? This is an agreement between Muhammad, the son of Abdullah. This is how the non-Muslims call the prophet. They just call his name. Even Allah does not call the name of the prophet anyhow. Ya ayuhal Rasul, Ya ayuhal Muzzammil, Ya ayuhal Mudassir, Ya ayuhal Nabi'u, Ya ayuhal Kuffar. This is how Allah addressed the prophet with respect and decorum. That time, Sayyidina Ali has already written, Azama Ahada, Muhammad Rasulullah. He said, no, clean it. I don't want it. You are not the prophet. We don't take you as the messenger of Allah. Because Allah said, Ali said, Naam, said, clean it. So, oh, messenger of Allah, said, yes, this hand cannot clean Muhammad Rasulullah. This hand cannot clean it. So, I'm the one that, it's me they are talking to, I'm the one that said, oh, prophet, this hand cannot clean it. So, okay, show it to me, show it to him. Then he clean it himself. Write it the way they want. Sayyidina Umar was boiling. Then after they were writing it, out of an ass. Sayyidina Umar went to meet Sayyidina Bakar. Is he not the messenger of Allah? Sayyidina Abubakar, he is the messenger of Allah. Are we not Muslims? We are Muslims. Is Allah not our Allah? Salatahinu, what an oil asalmi. Just the verse we passed. So, but then why are we accepting humiliation? This humiliation. Look at, even agreement, look at it is. Then they are saying that we cannot go for the Umrah. We can. They all this is humiliation. Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, he is the messenger of Allah. So, but the Prophet told us that we are going to do Umrah. Did he tell you this year? Sayyidina Umar went. He went to the Prophet. He said, oh, messengers of Allah, why are we taking this humiliation? Look at what Suhail is saying. Suhail was just sitting down. Suhail bin Amr was sitting down. He said, the Prophet said, did I tell you this year? Just like Sayyidina Bakr answered. He said, I am the messenger of Allah. I will stay where Allah asks me to stay. I will take the position Allah asks me to take. And I know Allah will not abandon me. I have nothing to do with this affair. I have nothing to do with it. Sayyidina Umar, it was at that time that he felt very bad. He now realized that what Sayyidina Abubakar said is correct. Later on, he was to say that he continuously was doing sadaqa for the rest of his life because of these statements he made that day to the Prophet, for Allah to forgive him. Then after it was completed, they just finished writing it. Who is this? Look at Abu Jandal coming in chain after he freed himself, broke open. He became a Muslim, and the parents had chained him, and the father had left the town. Who is his father? This same Sa'd bin Amr. And Abu Jandal has heard that the Prophet is in Hudaybiyah, and he ran to come and meet him. As they just saw him coming in chain, you see, Sa'd said, this is the first one. Look, our agreement is that anybody that comes to you and that we don't want, we must return, he's in chain. Then he held his neck, slapped him. Idiot. You want to become a Muslim? Let's go. All Muslims were watching. You can see their state of the heart. You can see their state of mind. How can our prophet come so far? We are coming for Umrah. We are close to Makkah. Just a day journey. And these people, look at what they are telling us. They say they don't even recognize him as a prophet. And we are coming in the month that is forbidden to fight. And they say this year all of us will return like that. After they have taken Abu Jandal, Abu Jandal was shouting, how can I come to you, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as a Muslim? You allow them to take me and force me to go and do what I don't want to do. I am a Muslim. Muslims, stand up for me. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, patience. Allah will come to your rescue. Patient, Allah will come to your rescue. Then they took him away. So they took him away. There's already an agreement now that they can't do Umrah this year. So the Prophet went. He said, everybody should slaughter his hadiah and shave his head. They know they have not done Umrah, but that's what the Prophet said. Not a single Sahabat stood up to do it. Everybody was just looking in amazement and with fright. So the Prophet ﷺ went inside his tent and consulted with the wife. Who? Umm Salama. Umm Salama, I am asking my companions that we have made an agreement. Let everybody slaughter his hadia and there shave his head. That the umrah has finished, we have finished it. They refused. He said, no, don't worry yourself. You know what you will do? He said, just go outside. Take your own hadia, slaughter it. Call the person who will shave your head for you. Let him shave. Then watch them. At this time, when the Prophet came out, and he called for his hadia, I was slaughtering, and called for the people to shave. At that time, all the sahabas, their heart just became cold. They felt it. Quickly, they were shaving each other, as if fighting. Shaving each other immediately, slaughtering their arms immediately. And when they did that, and then they now stood up, going back. As they were on the way going back, Sayyidina Umar was still feeling guilt. He came to the Prophet. Said, As-salamu alaykum ya Rasulullah. The Prophet did not answer. Again, second time, Prophet did not answer. The third time, Prophet did not answer. Then he felt, he said, oh Allah, I'm begging you, let nothing be revealed against Umar. Because he was already feeling that he's finished. Then he left. Suddenly, he saw everybody with their camel rushing to where the Prophet is. He said, what is happening? He says, something has been revealed. Something has been revealed. Sayyidina Umar said, Allah, let him not be against me. Allah. Then the next thing he heard is that the Prophet is calling for Umar. The Prophet is calling for Umar. Sayyidina Umar went. The Prophet was beaming with a smile. He said, today, a surah has been revealed to me that is better than the whole world and what it contains. A surah has been revealed to me that it's better for me than for me to own anything in this world. But what is surah? Every sahaba are waiting now. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna fatahana laka fathan mubina. Then Allah is saying here, Inna nunul azamati. We, and when Allah says that, he's the only one for. Just like a big man talk. We gave you this position, but he's the only one. So Allah too, he talks like that, because that's how we human beings talk. Inna fatahana laka. Indeed, we have given you a victory. Fatan mubina. A clear victory. Because there is a victory that is close. Fatun min Allah, Nasr min Allah wa fatun karib. There's fatun mubin. Then there's fatul akbar. Fatul mutlak. That is the one that came finally at the end. In Izaja Nasrullahi wal Fatu. So here, Allah is telling the Prophet, Inna fatahana laka. We have given you a victory. Fathan mubinan. Victory that is clear. Remember, they are still on the journey. They have not performed the Umrah. But Allah said they have performed it. This is victory on its own.
يغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر ويتم نعمته عليك ويهديك صراطا مستقيما.
إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا ليغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر ويتم نعمته عليك ويهديك صراطا مستقيما. Allah is telling the Prophet, we gave you this clear victory. ليغفر لك الله. So that Allah can forgive you. ما تقدم من ذنبك. Whatever preceded today of sins that you have. وما تأخر. And whatever will ever proceed from you today of sins. ويتم نعمته عليك. That Allah can complete His favors on you. وهديك صراطا مستقيما. And Allah will guide you to a path that is clear and straight. Does the Prophet has any sin before today? No, because Allah said, Wallahu ya'asimuka min an-nas. He has isma. Anybody that has isma has no sin. But when you are in a house and there's something wrong in the house, who do you call? The head of the house. So if in your house now, a child comes out of your house and throws stone and broke somebody's windscreen, he says from that house. They don't come to you and they said, and you say, no, bring the child out, go. No, you are the one to come out now and take responsibility. So the prophet has taken responsibility of all of us, our sins, everything, he has taken responsibility. That's why he will continue to be reciting the Quran for you in every salah. Any salah you are after Fatiha, that surah that is being recited is from the prophet. This is one that he is that received this Quran. That's why after the salah, you have to pay homage to him. At-tahiyyatu lillahi, az-zakiyyatu lillahi, at-tayyibatu salawatu lillahi, as-salamu alayka, ayyuhan nabiyyu, wa rahmatullahi ta'ala. You have to make salama to the prophet directly, face to face. If you are absent like a newborn baby, you are absent, but it doesn't mean that is not true. So Allah is saying, "Akfir laka Allah ma taqaddama min dhanbika," for Allah to forgive you your earlier sins, wa ma ta'akhara, and your future sins, wa yutimma ni'matahu alayka, for him to complete his favors for you, wa hadiyaka siratan mustaqima, and to guide you straight aright. So Allah will show you in the whole of this surah how this treaty that looks so much against the Muslims actually was in favor of Muslims 100%. Allah said he will guide you to the straight path. وَيَنْصُرَكَ اللَّهُ نَصْرًا عَزِيزًا. Allah said, and Allah will assist you with his assistance. نَصْرًا عَزِيزًا, assistance of might. This treaty you have is an assistance from Allah, assistance of might. Anywhere you find that Allah is talking of assistance to anybody in the Quran, the name of Allah is mentioned. Nasr min Allahi wa fathun karim. Here he said, wa yansuraka Allahu nasran aziza. Iza jaa nasrullahi. Allah will mention his name there. Because anytime you get an assistance, know it's from Allah. Not from anybody. That's why when you're also asking for an assistance, ask from Allah. فَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. When you are seeking refuge, and you're in trouble, ask Allah. Yes, you can see a policeman, police, come and help me. No, don't put that police as zero. Allah is the one you're asking. But the wisdom there is you should ask the police. The wisdom is you ask for your father for your help, for help to pay your school fees. The wisdom is you ask for your mother for the food. But know that you are asking Allah. Anytime you go to somebody to ask for a request, as you are asking him, put in your mind that you are asking Allah. But this is the person that you are using, because Allah does his things true as bad. He uses reasons. He will not come to you directly. So you have to take this. If at the end of the day the person does not do it for you, don't blame the person. Because it's Allah. You now know that Allah did not do it for you for a good reason. You don't blame the person. وَيَنْصُرَكَ اللَّهُ نَصْرًا عَزِيزًا. Allah said, for him to, he gave you this plain victory so that he can give you assistance. It is an assistance of might, mighty assistance.
هو الذي أنزل السكينة على المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم ولله جنود السماوات والأرض وكان الله عليما حكيما. وأنصرك الله نصرا عزيزا. هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. Allah تبارك وتعالى said, هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين. The time that the Muslims, out of enthusiasm, out of iman, they were bothered that you had a dream. Who can tell them that that dream is not true? They don't accept it. It's out of faith. And they, because of that, their faith, it took them to their level that they became confused. Who alladhi anzala sakinata fi qulubil mu'minina? He's one who brought tranquility to the heart of the Muslims.
The mu'min that are with you. They are zadu imanan ma imanihim. They already have faith so that they can increase in faith. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah increases your faith. If faith is something that increases and decreases, if you do something wrong, your faith will decrease. If you do more worship, your faith will increase. That's why you try, your faith will increase forever as it's getting close to Allah. Then Allah is saying, وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Know far that Allah has armies in the heaven and on earth. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Allah indeed knows best whatever is going on. And his knowledge is always accompanied with wisdom. He doesn't just do anything. So when the mu'minin, they are with you, and they got to the confused state, and some of them are angry because they have no control, they are not seeing Allah. They were only seeing the situation. Allah has army. Some of this army came into their mind and gave them peace. Look at Umm Salma, a lady. Look at the answer he gave to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at how everybody suddenly calmed down. The same thing with a mu'min. If you are always doing zikr, you are always remembering Allah, in a time of serious problem, suddenly something will come to your mind and you see that you are calm. Liyazadu imanan ma imanihim. Walillahi junud samawat ard. Who are these Makkah people? They think they are smart in drafting a treaty. They don't know we are the ones that have all the forces, internal forces that is not seen by anybody. In their treaty, they have roped themselves 100%. They don't know. Before this, the Prophet came to this Umrah. How many of them? 1,400. Wait till the following year when they are going to come for Umrah and see the number. Wait till 2 years from now when they are going to, Allah is going to give them the whole of Makkah. How many of them will come? Over 10,000. Because with peace now, they are able to reach out. Before, they couldn't reach out. That the Arabs have said for the next 10 years, there will be no war. The Prophet is now at peace to go anywhere and preach. And when the Prophet has an enemy now, they will not assist that enemy. Because of that, the war of Khaybara, that's a big city with fruits, so many wealth on the way to Yemen, they were able to conquer it. And it became a big wealth for Islam before Fatu Makkata. So now, this Abu Jandal that the father slapped and dragged and went back with, they were given to two men to rope him and take him away. On the way, he was able to find a way again, just like he removed the shackle and he ran away first to do that and kill them. When he killed them, he came, the person, you cannot come to me. You have said you cannot come to me. He said, okay, but you know I'm a Muslim. He said, yes, go. He went and he formed his own camp somewhere. When he formed his own camp somewhere now, he will find the caravan of the Quraysh are passing. He will relay there with his group, plunder their things. Whenever anybody become a Muslim in Makkah, instead of them to go to Medina to meet the Prophet, they go to Abu Jandal. The Prophet is keeping his own term of treaty. The Makkahs must keep their own term of treaty. They started running back. Please hold Abu Jandal. I said, no. He said, anybody that has left you should not come to me. I will not accept him. So he was there correcting things for the Prophet. So, you see? And for now, there is no war. People are listening to Islam. Within this period, Abu Sufyan became a Muslim. Within this period, Amr bin As became a Muslim. Because they were now listening carefully. Before, they had no time to listen. Now there is peace, they must not fight. And the Muslims forgot one thing. These people have never recognized the Prophet. That a person says he's going to make treaty with you, means he has recognized you. Any day you have treaty with somebody, you have already recognized the person by that treaty. So you can't say you didn't recognize him. That's why Allah says, "Huwa allazi anzala sakinata fi qulubil mu'minina liyazdadu imanan ma imani." Walillahi junudu samawati wal ard. Allah have army in the heaven, army on earth. Secret that you know, the ones that will come and do things physically. Sometimes a person, you can see a person coming and assisting you on the road. He does not exist. He's not a human being. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Allah has knowledge and he applies it with wisdom.
لِيُدْخِلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا.
لِيُدْخِلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. After Allah told the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ. لَكَ means only him. Fatan Mubina, as the head of the community, a clear victory. The movement said, where is our own? Allah said, now here, يُدْخِلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ وَيُكَفِّرُ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. This he did also to the Prophet, لِيُدْخِلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, so that he can enter those that the faithful believers, men, and the faithful believers, women, to enter them into paradise, جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ, that underneath it is this river flowing that we explained in the last surah. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لِيُدْخِلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ, that Allah will also wipe away all their evil deeds before now. Whatever they think they did in that time that did not behove of them, that they believe they shouldn't have done, Allah said, I've wiped everything away. فَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. For Allah to give anybody paradise and to forgive you your sins, this with Allah, فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, is a success, that is great success. Listen again, wa. فَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. So whoever tells you should not be seeking for istighfar morning and evening, look at what he's telling you. Allah said, this is what he calls great success, that Allah forgive you your sins all the time. Because there are sins that you don't know you are doing. These Sahabas, is there anywhere they went to the Prophet and said, what you ask us to do, we will not do it? No. But what was in their mind that they were not happy with, to them is a sin. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam agreed to a treaty they did not understand. But Allah understood it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam know that it's from Allah. He accepted it. Sayyidina, only Sayyidina Bakar accepted it 100%. Every other person was like this. That's why Allah is saying that. For you, this fatihi that I'm giving victory, you too, you have your own. لِيُدْخِلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. The victory is for also Allah to enter the faithful servants of Allah, male, and the faithful servants of Allah, female, into paradise, where there is river flowing, then Allah should also wipe away their sins. وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, that with Allah, فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, is a success, that is a great success.
وَيُعَذِّبَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ
وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ
وَالْمُشْرِكَاتِ الظَّانِّينَ بِاللَّهِ هُمْ نَصْرُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ دَائِرَةُ السَّعْيِ وَغَلِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَنَهُمْ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا.
وَيُعَذِّبَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ وَالْمُشْرِكَاتِ الظَّانِينَ بِاللَّهِ ظَنَّ السَّوْءِ عَلَيْهِمْ دَائِرَةُ السَّوْءِ وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَنَهُمْ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Allah said, I have told you the mu'min, you the faithful servant, what is in it for you. There are those of you munafiq that refuse to follow the Prophet on this journey. To them, they believe the Prophet would not return. Allah will tell us in this surah, they have believed the Prophet will not return. And they have heard the preparation of the Arabs against the Prophet. And I said, Azibal Munafikina, this Munafik that thought the prophet would not return is returning now. Gallantly. Wal Munafikati. And also the Munafik, the women of them. Wal Mushrikina. And the Mushrik that came with this treaty that debarred the prophet from entering them for Allah to punish them. Wal Mushrikati. And the Mushrik that are women for Allah to punish them. Wal Azibal Munafikina, Wal Munafikati, Wal Mushrikina, Wal Mushrikati, Azanina Billahi Zanna Sawi. People that are always having bad thought of Allah. Alayhim, Dairati Sawi. Allah said, may the wall of evil envelop all of them. Wagadiballahu Alayhim. Allah said, and Allah is angered with them. Wal Anahum. And Allah has caused them. Wa Addalahum. Jahannam. And Allah has prepared for them their abode, which is Jahannam, which is hellfire. Wasa'at Masira. Anybody that his end is going to be hell, what an evil end. Here, the Prophet said, Haslatani, Laysa fawqahuma shay'un min al-husni. How come I call Rasulullah? There are two qualities we have. There is no other quality that is above it. He said, Husnu zanni billahi, husnu zanni bi ibadihi. What are these two qualities? So you always have good thought of Allah and good thought of his servants. They come to tell you that, you are going to travel. But they said the road is bad, for the journey is postponed. Okay. Allah may make it good. There's something Allah is wanting with it. That's all. Or somebody come to tell you that such and such your brother, he heard him saying such and such thing against you. He said, okay, maybe he has his reason. Always having good thought of Allah and good thought of his servant. He said, there is no quality that is worse than having bad thought of Allah and bad thought of servants. You see, Allah is telling us now that the munafik, the munafikat, the mushrikina, the mushrikat, azanina billahi zanna sawi, they have bad thoughts of Allah. So Allah is angered with them. And Allah has caused them. And Allah has prepared hell for them. Wasa'at masira. And it's an evil end for anybody that has that. So all of us should always have good thoughts. When you hear that your Muslim brother has done something, have good thought of him. Don't just start with a bad thought. You go and find out that it's not because of Allah you're doing it.
ولله جنود السماوات والأرض وكان الله عزيزا حكيما
ولله جنود السماوات والأرض وكان الله عزيزا حكيما. And Allah is saying, I have told you before, وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. I'm now also telling you, وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs the army in the heaven and on earth. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. Allah is mighty and Allah is wise. There he said, Allah is knowing and Allah is wise. Because the treaty in the open, you cannot see what is there. But Allah has enveloped it all the success. And the issue of war, that you want to fight war to the end. Who are the Arabs? Who are the Quraysh? What do they have? Allah has all the army. That he did not allow you to fight is not because Allah is not mighty. No, Allah is mighty. But Allah is wise. Allah uses his might with wisdom. He uses his knowledge with wisdom. If you go somewhere, a town that is not in your town, and you met somebody that is highly respected from your town in that town, and you saw him, maybe you are passing in front of a club, suddenly this is a man that maybe in Britain that is highly respected, maybe he's even a malam. Suddenly you see him wearing a shirt, a trouser, holding a lady's hand and entering a club. And here in Nigeria where you came from, he's a malam. And he went to Britain, you are passing on the street and you saw him like that entering. What have you gotten now? Knowledge. How do you use knowledge? With wisdom. You don't come and say, I saw such a person doing this. No. Go, when you come back, wait. Anytime he comes back, go and meet him. Call him. I saw you this day. You may not even tell him what you met him doing. On this trip, I was going that day, I saw you entering a house. He knows. Please, be careful. Here, people believe in you. Talk to him in wisdom. That's why Allah, in the first one, it has to do with the treaty. He said, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. This one has to do with the fact that they did not go to the war. Even though they thought they can fight to death. That it's not all the time you take to war. Sometimes by not fighting war, you can win war. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. Allah, for sure, He is the one that is mighty. Hakima is one that is full of wisdom. Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nazira. Allah, after telling what he has given the prophet in Avatana Lakafan Mubida, what did he give the faithful ones? What punishment? After he has finished with them, then he turned back to the Prophet. Oh, Messenger of Allah, Inna arsalnaka, I sent you Shahidan as a witness, Mubashiran as a one that give good tidings, glad tidings, Wanazira as the one that won. What does it mean? Because Allah said, Ma ra'amikum munkaran falyughayyirhu. Whenever you see an event, is either that event is good or that event is not good. If it's good, give glad tidings. If it's not good, warn people. Don't shame people in the public. Like the Prophet used to do, you to do that. Why is it that people do this kind of habit, this kind of habit, this kind of habit? Don't they know it's a bad habit? The one that is doing it is there. He knows himself. That's why Allah said, Inna arsalnaka shahidan. I have sent you as a witness. What you witness? You are witnessing what they are, your community is doing. So since you are witnessing it, mubashiran, those that are on the good cause, give them good news as to what they are doing. Nazir, and those that are not on the good course, warn them. Allah said, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمُ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Allah said, I have made you to be a community of middle course. You don't do things in excesses. You don't do things without reckoning. Why? So that you can be a witness for everybody. And the Prophet is a witness over you. On the day of judgment, all prophets will be before Allah. Their community will be saying, no, our prophet did not tell us this. And then we told them. Allah said, who is your witness? He said, the Ummah of the Prophet is my witness. Then their community will say, but the Ummah of the Prophet came after us. How can they witness? Then we will come and we'll say, yes, Allah told us in the Quran. The Prophet told us in the Quran. So we are going to bear witness on every other person on the day of judgment, and the Prophet will bear witness over us. Since the Prophet is bearing witness over you, did Allah tell you that it's yesterday and not today? It's continuous. Till today, the Prophet is bearing witness over you. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ يُتِيكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ لَعَنِتُّمْ ولكن الله حبب اليكم الايمان وزينه في قلوبكم وكره اليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اولئك هم الراشدون. Allah is telling us in the question, know that the prophet is with you. You may not know it's with you, but if you are remembering the prophet, then you will see the prophet with you. There are people who see the prophet in their dreams regularly. There are people not only in their dreams, in broad daylight they see the prophet. If you deny it, then you are not one of them. He said, the prophet cannot be seen in a dream. Then you have not seen the prophet in a dream. The Prophet Allah said, Ma ra'ani fil manami fasa'arani fil yagza. Whoever sees me in a dream will one day see me openly. People say, no, it's in paradise. The prophet did not say so. We're not saying it's not in paradise, but he did not say so. where the prophet stop statement, stop it there too. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a witness. Inna arsalnaka shahidan. Allah said, I sent you to be a witness over this your people. Mubashiran, and to give good news, glad tidings to those that obey Allah, obey the messenger of Allah, follow your path. Wanaziran, and those that are faltering, warn them. So it's time. So may Allah forgive us our sins. May Allah accept our Ramadan. May Allah, because of this blessed surah, grant us the sin of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah grant us these noble characters of the Sahabat, that we should stand and believe in the Prophet 100%. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala assist our country. All this problem going on, may Allah assist us. The poverty going on, may Allah lift it for us. Those that are sick among us, may Allah grant them health. Those that are looking for good wives, may Allah give them good wives. Those that are looking for children, may Allah give them children. Those that have children, may Allah assist them to look after them. Those among us that are looking for husbands, our daughters, may Allah grant them good husbands and responsible husbands. May Allah grant us the wherewithal to be upright in all our dealings. May Allah reward our ulama. May He reward the ulamas of our ulama. May Allah reward sahabas for us. May Allah reward the Prophet for us. May Allah grant us the knowledge of the Quran. May Allah make us to be able to take care of it, not only in our memory, but in our characters. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala provide for us what we shall eat, what we shall wear, where we shall live, what we shall ride. May Allah provide all for us. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us to leave this world with the statement of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح وابن الخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق الهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره مقدار العزيز سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.